Hello and welcome to our 10th Game of Life Masterclass call. And this is our last call for the masterclass. I'll just go ahead and begin with a little bit of admin here. All of our calls and all of the bonus recordings of support, all those tools are on the Masterclass Central webpage. And I will be taking this page down in a few weeks. So be sure to download all the recordings to your devices so that you're going to have them whenever you want to listen to them. And I will send an email out to remind you before I take it offline. But to get the most out of this class, I would recommend going back to that first call and listening to them all over again. You know, because just like Florence's books, the information will speak to you at a higher level every time you listen to them. And the Facebook group will still be online too for a while. So when you listen to them again, if you need support while you're trying to apply what you've learned, please just post in the Facebook group to get that help that you need. I know some of you have joined me late. If you could be sure that your microphone is muted, I would really appreciate that. Okay, so let's see, I just want to cover all this, cover all the admin stuff here real quick. I have tentatively set a date for the Secret Door to Success Masterclass that will, I'm looking at beginning that September 21st. I will be moving Labor Day weekend, and that begin date will depend on how smoothly my packing and move goes. But I will email you and post in the Facebook group to let you know. It is a 14-week class, and I have presented masterminds based on the Secret Door to Success, but not a class. So I'm really excited to dive into this. And then the last thing is that if you want to continue the support of meeting every week and you're not already a member of the Manifesting with Florence, the Inner Circle membership, I would love to welcome you as a new member. And I know the other members would too. So I will talk about that a little bit more before we complete. And I will send that link to you so that you'll know more about it. Okay. So now we'll just dive in here and create our safe, sacred space. So if you'll just get comfortable and take a few deep breaths. Oh, I gotta calm down. We'll quiet our minds and create our sacred circle of love. So just get comfortable, close your eyes. And I ask the angels to please control the energy so our technology will keep us connected and get a clean, clear recording. Okay, so just place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And with another really deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now, just allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor, and focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, I ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north to join us now, bringing with you that most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother God, creator of all that is, We're so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. And we ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart. All that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. And now we'll create our sacred circle. If you're in Asia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Africa, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. And if you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in South America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. We come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. So now I want to ask you to please just step into the center of our circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now, once again, we join our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And together, we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now, with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. Fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And now we'll get into our class content. So this week's class dives deep into the 10th chapter of the Game of Life, Denials and Affirmations. Florence tells us at the very beginning here that All the good that is to be made manifest in man's life is already an accomplished fact in divine mind, and it's released through man's recognition or spoken word. So he must be careful to decree that only the divine idea be made manifest, for often he decrees through his idle words failure or misfortune. And then at the end of this chapter, she shares, man should make an art of thinking. The master thinker is an artist and is careful to paint only the divine designs upon the canvas of his mind. And he paints these pictures with masterly strokes of power and decision, having perfect faith that there is no power to mar their perfection, and that they shall manifest in his life, the ideal made real. She said that all power is given man through right thinking to bring his heaven upon his earth, and this is the goal of the game of life. So throughout the game of life, Florence has shown us example after example of how we manifest through us, how our own energy blocks us from manifesting what we want, and how our energy opens the way to manifest what we want or better. She's explained at length how our thoughts, words, emotions, and feelings are energy, and how that energy creates the reality of our lives. And if we don't like what we're creating, all we need to do is shift our energy, change our thoughts, words, and beliefs. The examples Florence shares in this chapter show us the energy the people are holding. The man who wanted $600 limited himself. He demanded the amount of money by a certain date, but he didn't add this or better. He did receive the $600, but he could have had a thousand. The man with the golden nugget that turned out to be brass held the energy of belief in prosperity. He felt opulence within him. He felt it with great confidence because he had a golden nugget. He felt rich, so he became wealthy. His consciousness of golden opulence brought riches into his life. The woman who saw the beautiful paper cutter, she saw herself using that paper cutter to open envelopes containing large checks. She saw the flash of inspiration through thoughts of how she would use that paper cutter. Purchasing it showed active faith. It verified that belief because she prepared to receive. And she did. The man who broke the window of the bookcase for fresh air, he used his power of dominion to breathe in fresh air, even though the window was still closed. In his mind, the window was open and there was fresh air to be had. The woman who needed her umbrella repaired immediately stopped worrying and fretting about her umbrella when she gave her dilemma over to God. And as a result of releasing that fear, anxious energy, she immediately received help. Florence spoke of there being no time or space in divine mind, having treated patients in Europe and learned that the result was instantaneous. Energy is real. Distantly providing Reiki healing energy is real. A year ago, last March, my little Magic wasn't feeling well, and I took him to the vet. and he had an anal gland infection. And the doc gave him a shot and some medication, and he sent us home. That night, he got a lot worse. He wanted me to hold him and to walk, not to sit down, but to walk. So I was pacing in my bedroom, holding him, and he'd be fine for just a few minutes, and then he wouldn't be fine. And he'd wiggle around and try to get comfortable. And I ended up giving him all the medication that I could from the doctor, and then I started dosing him with CBD oil, and I'd given him enough for a Saint Bernard or a horse, and he just kept getting worse. And outside, we were in the middle of a blizzard snowstorm, so there was no taking him to the emergency vet. I was raking him, but I was in the middle of a meltdown myself. So I knew that I was a lousy conduit for the energy, no matter how hard I tried. And then by 1 a.m., I think it was about 1, maybe 1:30, he was shaking and crying, and he wouldn't let me hold him. And it was going to be hours before he could have any more medication of any kind. Not to mention, he had so much CBD in his system, he should have been passed out. Nothing seemed to be helping. But in England, it was after 7. So I reached out to my dear friend Rachel and told her what was happening. And she immediately responded that she would begin sending healing to Magic. The phone dinged. I read what she said. And within just a few minutes, and I'm talking 3 to 5 minutes, he stopped crying. And a minute or two later, he stopped shaking. And then he fell asleep. It was just that fast. Focused energy works, whether we can see it or not. Right here at the end of the Game of Life book, Florence gets clearer about visualizing and visioning. She explains that visualizing is a mental process of our conscious or mental mind, that mind that sees lack, limitation, sickness, and death, the mind that's tainted with fear of this physical world. While visioning is a spiritual process, a state of being, if you will, of seeing through the eyes of the superconscious. And remember, the superconscious has access to the inventory of our field of potentiality. The superconscious knows without doubt that what we want is already ours. And within this knowing is the poise Florence is leading us to achieve. The peaceful knowing within of the bliss of being and manifesting through the love that is our essence. Florence's teachings of the Game of Life lead us to be the vibration of love of the highest order, reconnecting with that divinity within, that love that is our essence. And we've gone over in the last 9 weeks a boatload of action steps and support tools, and we've added those to our manifesting arsenal of our ability, our possibility of manifesting whatever it is that we want, moving into that state of being the love energy. Now I'm going to name these off with a number just so I can keep track of them, but they're not, they can be done in outside of this order. So as I'm reading these off, if you have a question about any one of them, please make a note so I can answer it at the end of the call. Number one, breathing deeply to support our human body with the healing breath of God. We've experienced the difference between how our body feels when we naturally breathe shallowly and hold our breath, and how we feel when we take that deep breath. And we know now that we gain that clarity of thought, and our body feels better. And we now know that a side effect of breathing deeply can be weight loss. Breathing deeply can change your world. Something so simple, but you gotta remember to do it. And I don't know about you, but when I get busy, I don't think about it. So I do have to set a timer on my phone to remind me to take that deep breath. Number two, ask our angels for help. Ask them to show us what we want to know and be open to what comes to us. Whether we hear them inside or outside our head, or we see a vision in our mind's eye, or we simply have that knowing in our heart of their guidance. We now know that worrying isn't our job and how to keep our worry angel employed. And that continuing to worry is a choice. It may be a subconscious choice, but it's still a choice. We don't have to be worrying or struggling. Number three, we know what resistance energy is, how to recognize it, what to do with it, and how to transform that fear energy to love energy and be free of it. Number four, we know why we've taken on the belief of not being good enough to be, do, or have what we want, and how to rewrite that belief by observing the energy and transforming it to love. Number five, we know how to use the Sedona method of release to identify negative beliefs and rewrite them. Use the method that works best for you. Number six, we understand the concept of manifesting through giving and receiving energy, what it looks like and how it feels. Number seven, we have a firm grip on the power of gratitude, how magnificent it feels to fully immerse ourselves in it, and the power it has to improve our lives. Number eight, we understand that forgiveness doesn't condone behavior, that forgiveness is the gift we give ourselves. And now we know the action steps to forgive what we've been holding in unforgiveness. Number nine, we understand why our conscious mind tunes into pain and suffering above all else, and how to manage helpless negative feelings and transform them to love energy. Number 10, we know how to recognize when our three levels of consciousness aren't in alignment and the action steps to take to move them into alignment. Number 11, we now know how to give our subconscious power direction to manifest what we really want. Number 12, we understand the power of sending and infusing situations, people, and ourselves with love. And we have the support tools to do it anytime, anywhere. Number 13, we now have a clear understanding of the power of our words, how they're energy containers, and how to ensure that we use affirmations in the most powerful way. Number 14, we know how to use the power within us to speak the word and to provide treatments for ourselves and others. Number 15, we know how to apply acceptance. Acceptance of what life is in this moment and how to accept our own power and use it to manifest what we want. Number 16, we've learned that asking for help isn't a weakness. It's a strength to know who and what to ask. Number 17, we've been attuned to the chaos flush energy system and use it to flush out negativity. We have guided meditations to support us to shift our energy to love, and step-by-step masterclasses within this class that show us how to move energy and open the way for a higher outcome. And we have the recordings of these calls. And just like Florence's books, you'll find that when you listen to them later, you're going to hear information that you didn't hear before. So throughout our class, we've looked at and explored the energy that flows through us. We've discussed tools to recognize it and what to do with it to eradicate fear and manifest through the love that is our essence. I hope you've been applying what you've been learning. And we've learned why our mind absorbs the pain of lack, limitation, sickness, and death. And we now know what to do with all that outside energy. We now know that adversity has a silver lining. It's a golden opportunity to be free from the hidden beliefs of lack and limitation. We've learned how to manage the fight or flight reaction when we're faced with experiences that we're not in agreement with. And we know to consciously choose our energy every day, throughout our day, to breathe deeply of that magical breath of God, to gain clarity of thought and open the way for us to create and live a higher outcome, to be free from the limiting fear energy of this planet. Today's world is vastly different from what we knew 3 years ago. And today, our world is in the midst of bringing in the light to eliminate the shadows of the darkness, that darkness of lies and betrayal. The brilliancy of this light is pulling the light from within us, pulling us to align with the superconscious of the divinity within. And as a result, you may be feeling off balance, headaches, muscle aches. Your life may feel surreal to a degree. You may have trouble figuring out what day it is. When Jesse and I were taking care of Grandma in her final days, the days stopped having names. There were no weekdays or weekends. It was simply a fact that the sun came up and the sun went down. It was as if time, in the way that we comprehend it, had ceased. And it's like that now. Our understanding of time is changing. And as a result, we can fight it by succumbing to the fear we're fed through news and social media, or we can stand above it and flow in ease and grace. We can flow through ease and grace through this time of deep, intense change. We have a choice. It's almost as if Florence was preparing us for this through her writings 100 years ago. No matter what's happening outside of us, we still have internal power to improve our lives. We have the power to manifest something new and different. We have the power to consciously transcend the fear of death, to live spiritually in the body, spiritually never having died and never being birthed, living as one with the divinity within. Achieving this bliss, a fulfillment of our mission to be the love that is our essence, maintaining that bliss on a daily basis can be challenging. So when we complete the call today, the call, this class completes, but the private Facebook will still be open for a bit. But what will you do next week? The Manifesting with Florence, the Inner Circle membership meets weekly and includes calls that focus on treatments, tutor coaching, and Game of Life teaching modules, plus calls that we just explore Florence's teachings and today's world. The membership's an ongoing weekly meeting that you can leave at any time. You can pay for your membership by the month or by the year. I would love to welcome you, and I know that the other members would too. I've put the link on the Masterclass Central webpage, but I'll also put it in the Facebook group and in your email. So please let me know if you have any questions about it. And if you have any questions about anything that I've discussed here, please ask. We've covered a lot of information in the last 9 calls, 10 calls, and we've moved a lot of energy. Please drink lots of water. Continue to be gentle with yourself. And this completes our content.